Hello, welcome to Your Daily Grace by Timothy Wilder. Foundation Series, Episode 2, Redemption. Redemption as liberation, freedom from sin, death, and fear. Redemption is not just a legal transaction, it is a liberation. Scripture describes salvation as a rescue from powers we could never escape on our own. Christ didn't simply forgive us, he freed us. He broke chains we were powerless to break. Paul writes that God has delivered us from the domain of darkness and transferred us to the kingdom of his beloved Son, Colossians 1:13. Redemption is a transfer of realms, out of darkness into light, out of bondage into belonging. We didn't climb our way out, we were carried out. Jesus declared, "So if the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed," John 8:36. This freedom is not symbolic, it is not partial, it is not fragile. It is the freedom of someone who has been released from a prison they could never escape. Christ didn't loosen the chains, he shattered them. Paul explains that through Christ's death, our old self was crucified with him, so that we would no longer be enslaved to sin, Romans 6:6. Redemption means sin no longer owns you, it no longer defines you, it no longer has the right to command you. You may feel its pull, but you are no longer its prisoner. Redemption also frees us from fear. Hebrews says Jesus came to free those who all their lives were held in slavery by their fear of death, Hebrews 2:15. Fear used to rule us, fear of judgment, fear of failure, fear of not being enough. But redemption replaces fear with confidence because our standing with God is no longer based on our performance but on Christ's finished work. And redemption frees us from striving. Paul writes, "Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom," 2 Corinthians 3:17. Not freedom to perform better, but freedom to live from acceptance instead of chasing it. Freedom to rest instead of proving. Freedom to walk with God without the weight of condemnation. Redemption is liberation from sin's penalty, from sin's power, from death's threat, from fear's grip, from striving's exhaustion. You are not partially free. You are not conditionally free. You are fully free because Christ fully redeemed you. This is the life grace gives, not a life of trying to escape bondage, but a life lived in the freedom Christ already secured. Thanks for listening. If you are being fed and/or uplifted by these messages, we encourage you to like, comment, share, and subscribe. These things help us spread the message of grace.